tell everybody what you just told me.
Well, according to ESPN, and I should do it like Jeremy Schapp, ESPN. According to their Football Power Index, the 49ers have a 45% chance to make the playoffs. As we sit right now, 39% to win the division, and, well, 1% to earn a bye, that's fine. 39% to win the division, which would tell me that they have a 6% chance of getting a wild card. And I looked a little bit deeper into their numbers, and it's a proprietary measurement based on ESPN's Football Power Index, the FPI, Mark, as you well know. And they've got the 49ers' estimated record. They project out records based on what you've done so far and the stats and all the rest of it. And they have them projected to be a 9-8 team, 8.9 and 8.0. They rounded. So basically what this metric is saying is that the Niners will be 9-8, Arizona will be 9-8, Seattle will be 8-9, and the Rams will also be 8-9.
Good Lord.
So that's what this ESPN FPI is saying, and basically it's a kind of a coin toss situation. 9-8 is where they have them projected.
Okay, so what you're telling me right now,
yep,
is that if we just wanted to play math, and good Lord, we spent all summer,
you know, I love math,
screaming about how the math still works for the Giants.
Oh, boy, that bit died.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.
Right, unless they're my numbers, and I don't know if I want these numbers.
They're scary numbers.
I want to package them in a different way. You gave numbers. Let me give it words. The math says the Niners are less than 50-50 to make the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah.
The math says the Niners probably miss the playoffs.
No, because if you look at their division, you've got Arizona at 38.5% to make it.
Right.
Seattle is 17% to make it. The Rams are 19%.
Okay,
what the math is saying is it's kind of a coin flip between all four teams.
Understood.
Yeah.
But if it's 45% to make it, then there is a slight probability they won't make it. Again, according to the numbers.
Right.
I know that obviously someone has to make it, and all four of them are unlikely to make it, and the Niners are the highest probability to make it. So you can take from that, well, I think the Niners are probably going to make it. You can do that if you want. I probably would. I think the Niners will win the division. Then again, they're all locked up halfway through with these teams, two of whom they've lost to.
Yep.
And, oh, by the way, those teams all have an easier schedule the rest of the way because the Niners have a first-place schedule, and they've got to go to Lambeau, and they got to go to Buffalo, and Detroit's going to come here, and they look like the best team in the NFC, bar none. So I want everybody to sit with that for a second. The math says the Niners probably miss the playoffs entirely. How have your expectations, or even just your hopes, your bar, how has that changed through the first half of this season?
Yeah, 888-957-9570.
And how would you answer?
My bar's been lowered, and I joked around about it after the Ram collapse or the Arizona collapse. I can't remember which one the collapse was, and I changed my Super Bowl or bust to wild card or bust. And honestly, if you look at their chances to be the wild card, they're not great because you've got Washington or Philadelphia. You've got Detroit or Green Bay or Minnesota. So of those five teams, I would bet that if all five make it, well, now you're plumb out of wild cards right there. And then you've got the whole Tampa Bay and the South situation. And then it comes down to a four-team tickle fest in the NFC West. And, you know, according to ESPN, the Niners have a 37.7% chance to win the division. Arizona's at 34. The Rams are at 16. Seattle's at 13. So it feels like, based on these numbers, it's Niners or Carolina. I'm sorry, Arizona. Niners or the Cardinals are the two big favorites to win the division. And then the Rams and Seattle are lurking. But you've got, like, Washington looks, like you said, like an 11-win team.
Yep.
They're projected at 11.1. Philadelphia is the same, 11.1 wins. So if they both go 11-6, they're both getting in. Detroit is estimated to be 12.5 and 4.5, so give them 13.
They're going. Detroit's going.
Minnesota's projected to have 10.5, so if they get 11, they're going. Green Bay's projected to have 11, they're going. So if you go Green Bay, Minnesota, and Detroit, Philadelphia, and Washington, there's 5 of your 7.
Yeah, that leaves the two division winners in the other two divisions. That's
so
it.
It feels to me like this is where the Niners are. So in terms of recalibrating where we were 9 weeks ago, when, all right, Ayuk is signed and he's coming in and Trent's coming back and, you know, McCaffrey, I can't wait to see him tonight on opening night. We were down there at the Hilton getting ready for CMC and the opener. If we take those feelings and emotions then, and I was saying, yeah, I have them at 12-5 this year, 12-5, and they got a chance to be the one seed. And here we are going into the bye at 4-4 with no CMC, no sign of Greenlaw. Hufanga is out again. Ayuk gone for the year. Jordan Mason banged up. Who is that? All the other things that we've seen, two blown leads, a near blown lead last night. You're 4-4. It feels to me like the bar that we set that was super, super high and all of the dismissive nature of, oh, Super Bowl hangover, get out of here with that. Well, here we are 8 games
well,
in.
Well, that's an interesting one.
Oh, you're 4-4.
Right. So, okay, is it a Super Bowl hangover? First, you need to define what that is.
I don't believe in it.
Okay,
so.
But it depends on what you define it to be. In other words, I do know some people who have said the Super Bowl hangover is not just like this bad luck thing, especially for a team like the 49ers that has had so much regular season success. Like, I've heard many argue, and I kind of agree with this, the Niners are, this is going to sound so snooty, the Niners are a little bored with the regular season.
Do you have to be a homer?
I mean, they are until they're not.
They are. They're the,
well, when you get to 3-5, you're not bored with the regular season.
No, for sure. And again, I'm not calling, this is not a compliment. This is not a compliment. But when you have so much success over and over and over again at a certain point in the season, I think it's very easy as a human being to suddenly think to yourself, well, we don't really need to worry about this part. And in the NFL or any professional sport, you can't do that. The other athletes are really good too. And if you just slip a tiny bit, it leads to things like what you saw against the Cardinals and the Rams. I'm not going to put that on the Vikings and the Chiefs game. The Niners were outplayed in those football games. But when you relax, and it seems like this team not only did that to begin the regular season, they do it within games. Let's be real. This team gets a double-digit lead, and they light a cigar. And sometimes it's the third quarter. And it has led to them doing very uncharacteristic, awful things in the fourth quarter. Now, blend that in with what is also a factor, which is, like many teams, they are dealing with some very significant injuries. And that has to change your expectations, I would think. I mean, in the end, the way that I would really look at it, and I tried to make this point, but it's not really a human point. There's no way to make people not be human beings, and I get it. We're excited in August, and we want to talk about the possibilities. Super Bowl, LFG, let's do it, blah, 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 woo, we're going all the way. It's absurd. It's absurd to talk about the Super Bowl in August. It always has been. It always will be. You have no idea what the story of the season will be. So it's like I can sit here and do both of these at the exact same time. Okay, you're at the halfway mark. How does 4-4 feel? Well, awful. Awful. If I compare it to how I felt in August. But ask me how it feels compared to how I felt last Wednesday.
Exactly.
Now it feels great. It feels great because we understand the story and we understand the context, and it doesn't make it any less frustrating. But now all of a sudden we're thrilled that last night the 49ers gave their fan base a good shot at a division title, which 2 months ago we thought was the biggest foregone conclusion in the history of the world. So it's kind of an interesting exercise. Like, we're about at the halfway point. We've reached the bye. Do you feel good or bad?
Yeah, about where you've been, well, and where it's going. I feel good about it. I feel good because of the pieces they're going to get back and the success that Kyle Shanahan has had almost every year after Halloween, which I checked the notes, is coming up on Thursday. So after Halloween, his teams are really good. His record is really good. You're getting healthier, and you're in a division that is ripe for the taking. No one in this division is going to run away with it. Like, Detroit is kind of maybe not running away with their division, but they look really, really good. And Washington looks to be real. Philadelphia is better than probably we thought, and they have withstood injuries, and they're starting to round into form. And so there are things in other divisions that are maybe scary, but you don't have to face that until January if you get there. I look at the NFC West, and I think that 10 wins is enough to get it done. 9-8 might actually be enough to get it done.
Maybe.
And you've got, you know, three more divisional games, and you've got some payback games against the Rams, which will be at home. You go, Seattle's going to be at home. And I think that if you handle your business in those games, and then you split the other, what, nine games? The other six. You got three divisional.
Yeah.
So if you go 6-3.
That would make you 10-7.
That's enough. If you win your three divisional and then you split the other six, you win the division.
Well, the thing is, and Grandy, what do you got? What do you got? What do you got?
Well, you're talking about maybe the Niners appearing like they're a little bored by the regular season.
Well, yeah, okay.
How about this? In their first eight games, they have played three primetime games. They've won all of those. In all their other games, they're 1-4. Their only win is over the Patriots.
That's an interesting way to look at it. It's an interesting way to look at it.
And, so they again, only care about the national audience being here.
This will help.
We don't get up for just garden variety games.
I know what my reputation is. This will help. This point that I'm saying, I've heard others say, has been said to me repeatedly every week, Sunday night, by my partner Ephraim Salam, 13 years in the league. And that's his take. That's one of his takes. He's like, you guys don't. You don't, and he's unemotional. He's not a 49er fan, not a 49er hater. He worked with Kyle Shanahan in Houston when he played there. He thinks Kyle's awesome, and he's like, this is why it's hard for them. They keep winning all regular season long. And then, even worse than their regular season success, when they've had crap first halves, what's happened? Nothing. That's not a problem either. And he's like, it's not an excuse. It's just a challenge. It's a challenge that exists within the framework of the DNA of the 49ers, which is that they do this every year. They show up for the regular season, and come hell or high water, even if you run out of the back of the end zone,
yep,
you're still going to find yourself in the big games in January. And that makes it a little bit harder for them than some of the other teams to really think that there's a threat going on in the regular season.
That's a little bit of the Draymond syndrome, yeah, when he talks about, I can't get up for Orlando on a Wednesday January.
Shaq used to talk about this.
Yep.
He used to talk about this in the Laker locker room all the time. We'll make them when they matter.
Yeah.
Blah, blah. Like, he used to do that. We'll flip the switch. And it would get frustrating for fans because at a certain point, they do all the things we do. God dang it, I'm paying what for tickets to go see you and you won't flip the switch. I don't care that it's only December, Shaq. Play hard. And then, right?
And then they would flip the switch.
And so I'm not telling you right now that the Niners are Super Bowl favorites. They're not.
Yeah, they're not.
They're most definitely not. And I have concerns about all kinds of things that I see out there. But the truth of the matter is the Super Bowl or bust person in August was talking out of their wahoo. We had no idea what the hell we were even looking at. When you said that, whoever I'm talking about, this is a mythical person.
It's me.
Well, no, it was everybody.
Sure.
But when you said that, you had no idea that Jordan Mason was your leading rusher.
Right.
You had no idea that Brandon Ayuk had a torn ACL. You had no idea that you would blow two games that you had no business blowing. You had no idea but that Javon Hargrave, all of that. And so those aren't excuses, but it's interesting to get to today and sort of re-ask you, are you happy or are you mad at where the 49ers sit? Because I would argue when you understand the journey and the story of what got us here, you should probably wake up today feeling pretty good.
Right.
But if I had offered this to any of you in August, you all would have tossed it in the trash. This sounds awful.
Right. You should be better than 4-4.
For sure you should.
And, you know, I think about last year where they started 5-0, and after five games, their point differential was plus 100. They went 30-30, 30-35, and 42. Nobody scored in the defense. You were 5-0, and it was, yeah, Super Bowl or bust, because we are the best team in football. And this year hasn't been that. And you just had me thinking about going to a casino, and you walk in with $1,000. Okay. I got $1,000 to gamble.
I like it.
And after about 2.5 hours, you're down 700.
Oof.
And you're thinking, oh, God, what should we do? Should we punt the season? Should we think about draft picks, whatever? And you got your last 300, and then all of a sudden now you're only down 500, and then you're only down 300, and you scratch and claw, and now you somehow find your way back, and you're dead even. You got your 1,000 back, and it feels like, whoa, you know, I feel like I just won. But in actuality, you're just even. And that's kind of what this Niner season's felt like, where, you know, you gave a couple away. You know, you doubled down. You had an 11 dealt to you, and the dealer had a 6, and you doubled down, and you got a 2, and then the dealer pulled a 5, and the dealer got 21, and you got 13. It's like, oh, my God, how did I not just win that hand? And, you know, you had to scratch and claw to get to where you are, and now your first night in Vegas is over, and you check your wallet, and it's like, I got my $1,000 back.
I love your analogy.
I can't wait to get back in there tomorrow.
And obviously the exact opposite runs as well. I show up with $1,000, and in the first half hour, I win 500 more.
Yep.
And I'm like, let's go tonight. We're going to start. Now we're playing with house money.
We're having steak.
Let's go. Hey, couple drinks for me and my friends.
Yep.
And you're rolling. And an hour later, you're back down to 1,000.
Yeah.
How do you feel? You feel like crap. But you didn't lose a damn thing.
Right. You're even. Right? You're back even.
So, like, that's that. And that's the yin-yang right now of this 49er first half. Like, it just feels like the engine hasn't even started yet. But by the same token, there are ways to look at this where you're like, thank goodness they're 4-4. Sure, they should be 6-2. Sure, they never even should have had this issue with certain games and all of that. But we do the shoulda, coulda, woulda. Sort of based on what we thought at the beginning. But even the person who hates excuses the most has to admit, this is not who you thought the Niners were. You didn't run around peacocking in the parking lot back in the second week of September because you thought Jordan Mason, Ricky Pearsall, and Sam Okwuonu were going to be playing
Dominic Pooney
key roles. This is not who you thought was going to play this year.
Yeah, Cowing and Renardo Green and Malik Mustafa.
That's not what you thought this was going to be.
Right.
So do you suspend your expectations or not? Or do you try really hard to do something that fans and humans just don't do, which is toss your expectations into the bucket and kick them out with the trash before the year even starts anyway? That's really hard to do.
You don't do that as a fan. You can't do that.
No, that's
fun. And I think about Grandy and his beloved Arsenal Football Club in the English Premier League, and they're always really good. So you always go into the year expecting or hoping that this is the year that they win the Premier League. Even though Man City spends more and they're usually better, you still go in with that level of expectation, and inevitably his heart gets broken. But
we got a lot of injuries right now. Okay?
Yeah, a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
See, but did you see the difference with the two words you just used? That's so key.
What, heartbreaking?
No.
Gut punch?
You said you go.
Makes me happy.
You go in every year expecting to win or hoping. Oh, hold stop. Those are two totally different emotions.
They are, but when you're Arsenal and Grandy, it's more hope than expectation. When you're a Niner fan, it's more expectation than hope.
It
because
is?
You got this unbelievable roster in that laminated play sheet.
But it's football, and Steve Young sat in front of us in person.
It was great.
And he was like,
that's singing.
You did say that.
Yeah.
And he also was like, you guys, they blew it.
Last year was the year.
And yep. and I didn't take it right away like this, but I should have. He didn't mean because they're the best team. Because he probably still thinks they're the best team. But what happened last year that hasn't happened this year?
They were healthy.
My God, they were so lucky last year. They were so lucky until, of course, suddenly in the middle of the Super Bowl, one of their very key players simply trying to run onto the field,
yeah,
blew his leg up. And then you get a taste for what it feels like to try to do stuff without your key people. So I'm not sitting here telling you that there aren't probably 12 teams that could cry this same song, including one of them who's undefeated. So I get it. I get it. But I do think that that brings us to a spot where you look at these first eight games and recalibrate the whole deal. And do you feel ticked off because they aren't what you thought they were in August? Or do you wake up today feeling great because, my God, they're not 3-5 and they beat the stupid-ass star?
Yeah.
And that's good enough for me.
That's always good enough. And today should be about that on a Victory Monday. But I'd love to hear from people at 888-957-9570 because the glass literally is either half full or half empty. We know that there's a 16-ounce glass and there's 8 ounces of water in there. It's just a question of how you look at that glass.
But is there a little pinhole in the bottom of it? Like it's half full, but it's leaking.
It might be. Oh, he's leaking.
Or is a 10-pound piece of duct tape about to show up in 13 days and activate the hell out of this team? The offensive player of the year on the Madden cover.
Yeah, there's that.
Well.
And I love you, John, and it was great to be at your compound, but why? Why McCaffrey on the cover?
Seriously. Why?
Totally Karen, little Nancy Kerrigan.
Why?
Don't steal my bit.
I know, that's my bad. If there was a way for me to pass you a little note, I'd have done it. I'd be like, yeah, do it right there.